a huge bet payoff that's being paid off at this very moment, because we will be broadcasting live from the Super Bowl in Arizona starting on Monday. We all as a ticket team fly out on Sunday to get to Arizona, but there is one guy that's already on his way, and he's the loser of Picks with Friends. He's on a Greyhound bus right now. So let's bring up one Corby Davidson. Corby, how are you doing?
Donovan. Hello, Normandy invasion.
Howdy, Corby.
I'm doing okay. We're making our way. We're almost, we're closing in on El Paso. Not too terribly far away, about an hour and a half, maybe a little bit more than that. And then it's, you know, home cooking. After that, only 8 short hours.
How are you feeling right now? How much sleep have you gotten so far? You pulled off about 12:40, even early. You took off early this morning. So how?
Yeah, I know.
What's the sleep schedule been like?
Horrible. Like you, like I feel like it's 4 days.
Say that again. You were breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like that I've been up for 4 days straight.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you try to sleep, and you sleep for, like, 20 minutes, and then you wake up, and, you know, I mean, you know how it is. It's like trying to sleep on a plane, but worse, but a lot harder, you know?
I know. I know.
It's really, really, really difficult. So I'm, I think, I mean, 12:40 and now, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, so Norm, I was there when Corby took off. Well, I was there the pre-setup. Corby, when I walked into the Greyhound bus station last night, Corby was standing at one of the kiosks looking very confused, and it made me happy.
They were stealing my damn money is what they were doing.
He had the most bewildered look on his face because he couldn't get the tags on his bag or whatnot. But
I'll tell you the story. So it's just like a flight. Like, you check your bags, and they charge you to check your bags if you have more than one bag, I think. So it was like $20. I'm like, whatever. So I put my credit card in the kiosk, and it says, all right, your transaction is successful. And then immediately after that, it said, your transaction failed. And I'm like, what? So I did it again. Same thing. Then I go to my bank account to see if it went through, and it went through. But then it also declined one of the charges, and I was so confused. So I called one of the attendants over, you know, and he was like, why don't you just come over here to the desk and I do this for you? You don't have to do this online. I'm like, but you already took $20 from me. And, well, I don't know. I was so pissed off. But when Donovan walked in, I don't know the last time, Norm, you've been in the Greyhound station in Dallas.
It's been a while, Corby.
Okay. I don't know how much I belong in there.
What does that mean?
Okay. This is what I told him as soon as I walked in. I walked in, he was at the kiosk, and just the look on his face, because we had a couple of segments, you know, all this week, we've been Picks with Friends, and Corby's been, oh, man, this is going to be fun. It's not bad at all. What are you talking about? This is going to be great. Standing by that kiosk, the look on his face as soon as I walked in, my first words were, yeah, not too much fun anymore, huh?
He's gripping his little backpack.
Oh, no.
He had to walk off to ask an attendant something, and he looked me right in my face and said, watch those. Talking about his bags.
Corby, are you a celebrity on this bus?
They know that something weird is going on because they were fed copious amounts of food this morning with people holding signs up as we got to Abilene and wanting pictures and all this stuff. So, they were going, what is going on? Who is this guy? So they know that something is afoot here. They really don't know exactly, though, obviously. A lot of people are missing there's a language barrier.
Well, I think a lot of people wonder what the heck was going on even at the downtown bus station, because no one had a welcoming party to see them go off on a bus like Corby did.
So Donovan shows up, Jake shows up, Jacob Detamore shows up, and out of freaking nowhere, here comes Adam Romo. Adam Romo, who is the CEO of Eatsies.
Strong P1. Our good buddy, Adam Romo.
Adam may be the biggest P1 we have.
I think so. But Adam, Sean, is carrying something in a couple of trash bags, but it's covered. So he's walking in, he calls me, and he says, "Are you guys down there?" I was like, "Yeah, we're right here." And I guess he was trying to find us, and then he finally found us.
Just a bushel of cinnamon rolls.
And, well, hey, let me just say this. It didn't look too odd just carrying something in a trash bag. That was the carry-on for a lot of people.
Okay, you know what? You may be right about that.
It's
but
effective.
You could tell that his wasn't luggage. You could tell that he was carrying
there was something in there.
And so I just happened to say, "Hey, what's that?" And he had a squirrel outfit.
Yeah, because Norm George had been pushing for the last month or so. I don't even know why. He thought it would be funny if the loser wore a squirrel outfit on the 24-hour bus.
Well, you know how George and mascots and animals, he just loves them. Zookeeper, the game changer. Anyway, so
freaking Adam Romo has a full head-to-toe squirrel outfit, and we're like, dude, and look, I mean, Donnie, you can back me up here. That was not the place to put on a squirrel outfit.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the biggest place for bits. So I kindly suggested, like, you probably don't want to put that on here. Like, you know, we're fine. We get everything. Everything's great. Don't worry about it. And he was like, why? Like, he was kind of incredulous of why not. And he didn't for like 15 minutes. We were just standing there chopping it up. And then he disappears. And then he comes back out with the squirrel outfit on. And that's when I left.
Get this.
Complete with bushy tail.
Oh, it was head to toe.
8 feet long. And so he puts it on. I take a couple of pictures with him. And Donovan goes, man, I got to get out of here. I live in the hood. He goes, I live in the hood. I got a reputation to hold.
I'm out. Done.
Corby, oh, are there people who bought tickets on this bus just to be with you?
Yeah, there are two that are sitting right next to me right now. Yeah. And they're troopers. Now, they are going to El Paso, and then they are going to rent a car from there.
And then drive back to Dallas?
I don't know if they're going to drive to Phoenix or drive to Dallas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So is the bus, because the bus was sold out when you got on it. Is it still packed? Have we lost people? I mean, as far as getting off? Okay.
We've definitely lost people. Yeah. Yeah.
Not like that.
100% packed. But yeah, we've lost about half the bus. All right.
Corby, what's the highlight stop so far for this bus?
Abilene, for sure, because it was 4 a.m. and there was a welcoming crew and there was food and all that. But, like, the little stops have been funny, too. I just posted a picture a few minutes ago. We were in Pecos, and, you know, it's pretty beaten downtown. And we went into the gas station where we stopped, and or the convenience store, and, like, the rundown, oven, the heated food that they have in their little warming. I mean, dude, it's the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, there. I'm on there right now, Corby. They have four different shelves, and only two are occupied. There are 6 corny dogs, 1 burrito, and 4 of something else, and that's it. Oh, my God.
Looks picked over. Must be pretty good.
Dude. So sad.
I mean, that was a no thank you, sir.
But do the corny dogs have an expiration date on them?
Oh, man.
Dude.
So one of the most important questions I need to ask, how's your belly? Have you gone pot-pot, or has anyone else gone pot-pot on the bus?
I have not seen one human even walk back to the bathroom. I'm not even joking. because we stop so frequently that, like Sean and I were talking during the break, because he did this one time, not this same trip, but Colorado to Dallas. You stop every hour and a half on average, maybe even 2 hours, something like that.
Yeah, that's the biggest frustration.
Yeah, yeah. So you can go. Like, there's bathrooms you can go in. I'm fine right now. I'm all good. I'm lucky in that regard, though. And I, to be sure that I didn't, like, wasn't peeing all night long, having to get up and go, I decided that at, like, 9 o'clock last night, before we got there, I exercised, like, really hard for an hour, like, sweat my ass off. So I would be completely dehydrated.
So you won't have to, you try to empty the tank, right?
Yeah, totally. And it worked. It totally worked.
So what happens at El Paso? Do you change buses? Do you have to wait in the terminal there for a while?
Yeah, I think we do change, but I'm not totally sure. But I do know that we're there for an hour and 15 minutes. That's lunch. So I've been given about 100 different places to go in El Paso. So I'm going to pick one of them and go. And I'm sure I'll be on the air with Dan and Jake as well at that time. But, so it's El Paso is – I can't wait to get there because I feel like that really is the home stretch, even though it's literally – 7 hours away or 8 hours away.
Right, but you just don't have that many stops on the way after El Paso, so you can get some kind of...
Exactly.
Maybe a good nap going in, because you'll keep rolling. Man, that was a... I'm glad I came out last night to...
Oh, thank you so much.
To wish you a goodbye, but that was fun just to see the look on your face, because it started... I'm pretty sure after you got out of your Uber, you had a good smile on your face trying to make the best of it. And as soon as one foot stepped into that terminal, that frown, that smile turned upside down, boy. You were having some problems.
Things got real very fast.
Really real. All right, man.
I'll tell you, the worst part of the entire trip was that station. Like... Not you, or Jake, or Jacob, or Adam. Just the vibe in there was just scary as hell. So all good, though. We're all good.
All right. Well, pick games better, and you wouldn't have to do anything like that. You're leading a game-picking clinic on the bus. Have you made any friends besides the P1?
I've talked to a couple of people briefly, but that's about it. I'm trying to beef up my Spanish, Donovan.
Okay.
What up, bitch?
Okay. Yeah. Say that once you get back on the bus in El Paso. All right, man. Have fun. Try to get a little nap, boys. And I'll be listening in when you're checking in throughout the entire day.
All right. Y'all be good.
Oh, that's Corby. The wheels of his bus are going round and round on the way.